Ellen White begins to await her summons. In the months before her 78th birthday in late November, more frequently than in the past, she referred to the possibility that her life might soon close. To her older sister, Mary Foss, she wrote, "My sister, you are older than I, and we are the only members of our family who are spared. I am waiting my summons to give up my work and rest in the grave. I believe I shall meet you when our warfare is accomplished." She referred to this in a letter to Frank Belden, her sister Sarah's son. "The Lord gives me strength continually to go straight forward. But my work is nearly completed. I am only waiting till the shadows are a little longer grown. But my books will testify when my voice shall no longer be heard. The truths committed to me, as the Lord's messenger, stand immortalized, either to convict and to convert souls, or to condemn those who have departed from the faith and have given heed to seducing spirits." Before her birthday, November 26th, she told her family she did not want to receive presents or have any demonstration in her honor. Her wishes were acceded to. Rather, she ordered sizable shipments of dried prunes from the bountiful crop to be sent to Oakwood College, the Madison School, and to F.E. Rogers, who was in charge of the mission in Vicksburg, Mississippi, 32 WCW, p. 263. 10 days later, Ellen White wrote to a sister in the faith who was in straitened circumstances, expressing thankfulness for the beautiful letter that the sister had written her. In closing, Ellen White asked some meaningful questions. "Have you all my books? Tell me those that you have, so that I can send you those you have not. And which of our papers are you taking? Do you get the Review and Herald, Signs of the Times, and the Youth's Instructor? Let me hear from you soon after you receive this letter. Be of good courage in the Lord, and be joyful in God."